just a very unpredictable disease.
Natalie Rogers' 6-year-old daughter, Amanda, has type 1 diabetes, which means her pancreas doesn't manufacture the hormone required to metabolize the food she eats, so she has to take insulin injections to survive.
You know, it just doesn't necessarily work like clockwork. We try to make it work like clockwork, and we do our best.
But diabetes is a mysterious disease, especially in children. Each needs a different treatment. Endless finger pricks to check blood sugar, multiple insulin injections every day. Everything they eat and every movement they make affects their blood sugar levels, which, says Rogers, makes it terrifying for a parent to send her child to school, where staff may not be prepared to handle emergencies.
It's not acceptable to me to send my child, where I'm required by law to send them, to a place where no one's prepared to help her in case of an emergency.
In Amanda's case, that emergency might be a sudden, dramatic drop in her blood sugar levels. She could immediately require a shot of the hormone glucagon to bring her levels back into range. Without the shot, IHC nurse and diabetes clinic manager Dawn Higley says things could get bad.
The child may experience brain damage and could even die if glucose was not elevated rapidly.
The trouble is, right now only school nurses are trained to give glucagon shots. And in a state where one school nurse is responsible for multiple schools and thousands of children, there's no guarantee someone will be around if the need for glucagon arises. Higley and Rogers say the simple solution is to train school staff and teachers to give the shot. But the Utah School Nurses Association is refusing to hand over the responsibility. Association President-elect Deborah Milan-Niler explains.
Glucagon is not a routine medication. Our concern is that we are, by passing on or delegating complex nursing tasks to unlicensed personnel, we are lowering the standard of optimal care and jeopardizing the health and safety of the students.
Further, school nurses fear their own licenses could be on the line if someone they train gives an injection and things go awry. Rogers and Higley say the nurses are blowing things out of proportion.
Especially when it's not difficult. I mean, I trained my 14-year-old babysitter how to administer glucagon. You know, it's not hard.
It involves taking a syringe that has a solution in it, putting it into a little vial where there's a powder substance. It almost instantly mixes up. You just pull it right back into the syringe, and then you're ready to give it almost like an insulin shot.
Instead of training teachers to give glucagon in an emergency, school nurses say they focus on prevention. They establish a checklist and care plan to prevent the need for glucagon. If an emergency does arise, Milan-Niler says 911 is the answer.
Emergency services would be called immediately, and the parent or guardian would be notified.
Ideally, she says 911 response would take just a few minutes. And besides, she says, there's never been a glucagon emergency at a Utah school yet. Rogers says that's beside the point.
And I said, well, how many times have you administered CPR? Probably none. But you insist that there's people in your school who are trained.
Advocates of glucagon training for staff say school nurses are more concerned about maintaining job security, a claim Milan-Niler denies.
Job security has nothing to do with this. Our main goal is the health, maintenance and prevention of, you know, and the safety of Utah's children in the schools.
The issue has landed in the lap of the State Board of Nursing, and Director Laura Poe says their recommendation to state officials will likely hinge on whether or not a glucagon shot requires any more expertise than the knowledge teachers already use when they give a glass of juice to a student with signs of low blood sugar.
If it's determined that it's not per se the practice of nursing, then not an issue.
If the board does recommend that nurses train school staff to give glucagon shots, Poe says a nurse could simply choose not to delegate that responsibility, in which case the state legislature may have to step in and make the suggestion a mandate. Steve Beringer, advocacy manager for the American Diabetes Association, says Utah should take a policy cue from other states.
A lot of other states are taking this action on delegation proactively. They're not waiting for a tragedy and then saying, oh my, how did this happen? What can we do to prevent it? They're saying this is something that could happen, and this is a fairly simple procedure that can be done to prevent a tragedy from happening.
I'm Julie Rose, KCPW News.